Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Marvin Gaye bringing us back. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. David Dossi is our guest, our good friend, the intellectual property attorney, my intellectual property attorney in my business. He is he's our original one here in the Brain Trust. David, thanks again for hanging out with us. Gallagher and Dossi is the name of his firm, invention-protection.com. Is that right, David? Did I do that right?
Yes.
Invention-protection.com is how you can find their website. David, this segment I want to talk about. I want to continue a little bit to talk about the role of government in political correctness in the world of patent and trademark in that world. In the last segment, the Supreme Court you reported nullified basically business practices being patentable just because they'd been applied to, they'd been digitized and were executed with some technology, with a computer. Why do you think the court did that? Why do you think the court felt that they had the knowledge and the right to make that decision?
Well,
because the USPTO
examples.
The USPTO had already granted those patents, hadn't they?
Right. Historically, in the mid to late 90s, a lot of people jumped on this bandwagon of business method and software implemented inventions.
That's like the arrow I was talking about. That was a real thing.
And the Patent and Trademark Office will even admit that a lot of patents were issued in that time frame that probably shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you two examples. Just since the Supreme Court came out, there have been about a decision. There have been about 12 court cases that have hinged on that decision and have almost essentially all invalidated the patenting question. Hmm. And one good example is a patent on the concept of using a computer to help users plan meals to achieve dieting goals. And the quote is, "The court was unimpressed with the patent holder's argument that some of the details in the patent, such as using picture menus to choose meals, was sufficient to render an idea patentable."
Right. But
and another good example is a patent that covered a method or a concept of running a bingo game on a computer. So they say, managing the game of bingo consists solely of mental steps, which can be carried out by a human using a pen and paper.
So those are things, though, that could still be copyrighted. They could still be trademarked. I mean, the titles could be trademarked, the brands could be trademarked, and the process could be copyrighted, right? Like software.
Right.
All that's still available, just not a patent.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is an example of the courts deciding, ruling all this, and it's pretty sweeping, as you said, it's a pretty sweeping decision. But let's move over now to where political correctness has gotten into the patent and trademark business. And this just blew me away, David. You're familiar with what the USPTO did with regard to the trademarks that the Washington Redskins owned, right? You're familiar with what they did. Tell the audience what happened.
Okay. So the Washington Redskins had a whole series of trademark registrations, some of them just on the word Redskins and some of them on the word with the design.
Mm-hmm.
And even back in 99, a group of Native Americans had petitioned to cancel those registrations on the basis that the term Redskins in reference to Native Americans was what we as attorneys call disparaging or offensive. You can think of it like that.
Right.
And so that case dragged on, and there were arguments made, but ultimately it came to a head this year, again at the Patent and Trademark Office. It was a cancellation proceeding where a separate group of Native Americans had essentially done the same thing, petitioned to cancel the registrations, and the Patent and Trademark Office came down on the side of that group of Native Americans and found that it was disparaging to this group of people, and therefore it should not be afforded the benefits of the federal registration.
See, this is the part that I don't understand, David. I can understand if they want to say, okay, we're going forward, we're going to look at things differently. But to go back and to basically make null and void a brand that a business, a significant business, which a lot of other people depend upon, not just the Redskins, the vendors at the ball games, and a lot of other people depend on that brand, to make that null and void, to remove the trademark ownership is basically what they did, didn't they, from the Redskins? They told them they can't own that anymore.
Well, they don't. They still own the trademark. It's just not a federally registered. Well,
right.
It's still federally registered till all the appeals are over.
Right, but how? I don't understand how they can do that.
Well, it's just like the Supreme Court case we talked about. That one Supreme Court ruling effectively washed out billions of dollars of valuation of companies, and that's not saying when those patents were granted, they were considered valid. The Patent and Trademark examined them, and so at that time it was good.
Yeah.
But with the trademark registrations, you know, opinions shift over years or decades.
Very interesting concepts, folks. How you think you got something and then you don't, and that the Redskin thing is going to continue to play out, and it's an interesting case to follow even if you're not a sports fan. We'll take a quick break, right back with David Dossie. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.